What you think of my new saddle, Lizard?
Oh, yeah, swell, mate. Proper comfy.
Just one of the upgrades I've added to this puppy.
What else have you got on here?
New air intake filter, quick shifter, and a beefy muffler.
Well, that's why you ride with GEICO Motorcycle Insurance, so you can cover your custom parts and equipment. Now let's hear that muffler purr.
All right, hang on tight to my love handles.
It feels good to ride with help. It feels good to GEICO.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Yeah, we played a short soundbite there from one of the news bulletins only earlier this week about Harper Beckham, of course, daughter to David and Victoria Beckham, apparently launching a new skincare range. Now, seemingly, she's likely to be one of the highest grossing people within the beauty brand industry into the future off the back of the, so-called success of this announced launch. But aside from that, you have heard that the Competition Authority in Italy have also announced that they're launching an investigation into the likes of Sephora and Benefit Cosmetics over the alleged use of covert marketing strategies to try and promote beauty products to young girls as young as 8 years of age. And Mary McCarthy, Irish Independent columnist, is with me on the line today. Because, Mary, have you noticed marketing strategies like this aimed at very, very young children?
I have, you know, I really have. I can remember being in Sephora in Paris. It was 2 years ago. I was there for the Taylor Swift concert. My daughter was 13 at the time. And I remember there was all these things you could buy in store and you get points and there was like a mystery package you buy. And I was like, what is all this? And I was looking at her TikTok because she was allowed to use TikTok, but on my phone. And I was just bowled over. You had all these French little influencers and they literally looked about 14 and they'd be selling the stuff. You know, there was a whole kind of integrated marketing thing where they'd sell like these mystery bags. And it was just, I just remember at the time thinking, this is not, you know, this is, there's such a pressure on these kids to grow up fast. You know, Andrea, when I was like, you know, 14, 15, I would have started with makeup. I can remember the Body Shop, like horrific lip, yes. Lip kind of brown, yeah. Lip liner.
It was a red crayon, I think, from memory.
The red crayon, I know it well, and the big Tick concealer, the big yellow Tick concealer. But the thing is, I'm a bit older than you, but we had magazines like Just 17, and they'd mm-hmm. be giving you makeup tips. But the thing is, you read the magazine and you closed it, and that was it. But now you've got social media, it's just so much more pervasive. It's inescapable because, you know, it's kind of blurred the line between normal consumer pressure, like buy this, you look lovely, and making kids feel they're not good enough because they can see influencers their own age. You know, it's different when you're reading it in a magazine. So I do feel it is very harmful. I'm so surprised at Victoria Beckham that she's actually letting this makeup brand go ahead. I mean, has she not learned nothing from her son? You know, I mean, you can see.
Well, no, Harper is that bit older. I know we're talking about 8-year-olds today, but she must be 16. Is she 15? 15 years of age, but
I think she is only 15. I don't think she's any older than that. It's still very young, isn't it? I mean,
14 years of age.
And she has, 14. And she's been kind of like pulled into the whole spiel, like since she's been really 11. I've been watching it, like just draw like my jaw on the ground some days to see the posts. You know, I just think there's going to be a bit of a backlash on this, I really feel. And this, the competition regulator in Italy, that's just the start of it, you know.
Now, I know before we continue any further with this conversation, Mary, we are going to get texts from listeners who likely point out two things. One, these children at 8 and 9 years of age have to be given money, likely from the parents, to buy these products. And two, if they're following all of these videos and social media influencers, they're glued to a phone. So the parents have a role of responsibility in all of this.
No, they do. And it is hard. Like I hate the parent blaming because kids, like, they have access to laptops and YouTube. And, you know, if you're, let's say, a working parent, you just can't be there the whole time. And if they do have access to a screen, they can get to see this. And yes, do they get the money? Are the parents giving it to them? I mean, when you see news reports 8 and 9, like, I would think that's probably at the alarmist end of it. But I do see with 12-year-olds, 11, 12-year-olds, like sixth class, you know, that's when it's really starting. I had a pal, actually, and her daughter spent 96 quid on two eyelash serums. And I mean, she was 12 and she sold it on her card.
96 euros.
So she confiscated them. She did, yeah, 96 quid because they were like whatever they were each. So she confiscated them. Actually, they were very, very good now. She was sending me pictures saying, these are amazing. And like, I will admit, Andrea, I do sneak into my 15-year-old bedroom when she goes to school because her makeup is a lot better than mine. But she is babysitting and she's buying this really expensive stuff. And you've got like Selena Gomez and all these kind of like famous girls, famous celebrities. That's like young girls look up.
Beth Ann O'Riordan is with us as well, Mary, of course, a psychotherapist offering, you know, parenting support. Look, what is the real impact of this on that 8 and 9 year old and the early teen, Beth Ann?
So, hello. I think it's interesting. I've worked with teenagers for just over 20 years now. And I really think even before COVID, but definitely since COVID, that girls are becoming really highly strung, really anxious, really self-obsessed and burned out. You know, all those things sound kind of like really nasty things to say about a teenager, but it's not their fault. It's just that they're a product of this environment that they're growing up in. And the bit that worries me the most, like teenagers are naturally self-obsessed. It's the way their brain's wired. That wouldn't worry me too much. But it's the way that they're becoming really burned out and really highly strung and really panicked over things. That's really upsetting because it's only how you look. And I know that for these teens, you know, fitting in is really important and being the same. And, you know, you're hyper aware of your image. But we have to teach children and teens how to fit in other ways, you know.
Cosmetic orexia, isn't that the term that's been given to this, Beth Ann, where it's kind of you have, you know, this kind of fueling an unhealthy skincare fixation among minors, really. I mean, among very young people.
Yeah, I mean, it's really sad, isn't it? And I think also I was listening to the, oh, I can't remember her name, sorry, but the lady you had on before who wrote
Mary
the book.
Mary Ryan,
and
yeah.
Yes. And she was even saying, don't eat chicken nuggets because they're full of hormones, or don't eat too many of them and full of chemicals. But it's the same with these products as well. You know, these products will be impacting hormonal development. And that's kind of a mad thing to think about, isn't it? So even on one side, you've got that. And then also it's perpetuating this kind of obsessional behavior, addictive type behavior. And I mean, it's really sad to see, isn't it? And I just think these teens that are coming into me, they're I don't want to be all dramatic, but they're kind of more broken than ever before because of this pressure to fit in. And I'd love families to know that fitting in really starts from the family. Like, I'm a mum of three. I think the boundaries are every single day we're almost renegotiating them with ourselves, with our children. But if they don't hear no from us, who are they going to hear no from? And in fact, hearing no is really important.
Kerry Hanafy, who's the clinic owner of the Kerry Hanafy Aesthetics Clinic, is with us on the line as well. Kerry, how much does skincare, like, how if you're a young child using skincare products at 8 and 9, how does that impact your skin?
It's like, it's shocking. It's shocking to hear it. But the problem, as has been said earlier, I think it's the young children are looking at their teenage sisters. So, like, an 8-year-old doesn't have access to an iPhone, hopefully, and so they're watching what their parents are doing. They're watching what their granny's doing. It's in all the age groups now. Like, we're getting 8-year-olds in. So if the 8-year-olds are seeing it, and everybody's talking about skin health, it's huge. The topic is just huge in all decades, really, and that's quite sad for a little 8-year-old child.
And when you
but
take this,
I think it goes back to though when. Like 20 years ago, the style was everybody had to have Abercrombie Fitch when they were 8. Now it's just, I think it's the colours as well that attracts them.
Yeah, it's the allegation, isn't it?
Yes, it's all marketing. It's definitely like kids years ago, everybody had to have Abercrombie. They had to have Hollister, and that was the style. And, you know, you couldn't send your child to school in them because somebody else would take them. And now it's lip balms. Like people come into the clinic and go, can we have a lip balm from a little 8-year-old? Now, I don't mind them having a lip balm, but that's it. It's quite scary.
And, like, how does that actually impact a young child's skin using some of these, you know, I mean, some of the examples I was looking at here today, children talking about looking for silk pillowcases to try and reduce the apparent wrinkles on their face and, you know, under eye patches and all of this kind of stuff.
You know, and your skin is only developing. It's baby skin. It shouldn't have any fruit acids, any salicylics, any glycogen, anything like that on it. Yes, when we're all in the sun, we should all be putting a little bit of SPF on our kids, you know, and you see that, how they're putting it on with little brushes and to protect from the sun. But that's it. You know, there isn't anything else for eight-year-olds.
Draw the line.
Now, there are children, as we've spoke before, you know, children that have maybe birthmarks or you know, acne, oily, all those different type of children as they get older may need certain types of products. And there are preteens that maybe need a little bit of salicylic for spots. But other than that, normal skin, normal healthy skin, it needs to grow and needs to mature.
Listener here has got in touch to say, I feel the parents need to step up and say no here. When my daughter was in sixth class, one of her classmates and her sister got the Space NK advent calendars. Every other child in the class got a Cadbury's chocolate one. The teacher was so shocked when she looked it up online and announced that it was €299. My daughters have been in Sephora and the most they've bought is shower gel and nail varnish. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Kerry Hanafy, Beth Anna Reardon, Mary McCarthy, thanks a million for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.